Track 6 and back to the news. Postmaster welcomes check service return. A local postmaster has welcomed the restoration of check deposit services for Lloyds Banking Group customers at post offices, describing the move as very good news for communities, businesses and organisations across Devon. Councillor Stuart Rogers, Devon County Councillor for Ashburton and Buckfast Lee, and a local postmaster, said the return of the service would be particularly important for rural communities, where access to traditional banking facilities has become increasingly limited. From the beginning of September 2026, Lloyds Banking Group customers will once again be able to deposit cheques through their local post office. The decision follows Lloyds Banking Group's move earlier this year to reverse plans to end cheque deposits at post offices and banking hubs. The original proposals had prompted widespread concern from councils, MPs and community groups, including Devon County Council, which warned that rural communities could be disproportionately affected. Councillor Rogers said the restoration would give customers greater choice while helping to maintain an important service within local communities. This is very good news for Devon's communities, businesses, farmers and voluntary organisations, he said. Many people still depend on cheque payments and value the convenience of being able to carry out banking transactions at their local post office. For some customers, particularly in rural areas, this service is essential. Post offices are a cornerstone of community life. More than half of Devon's population lives in rural areas, with many communities having experienced the closure of traditional bank branches in recent years. Devon County Council Cabinet Member for Rural Affairs and Broadband, Councillor Cheryl Cottle-Hunkin, also welcomed the announcement, saying it was a significant boost for rural communities. She said the Council had been clear that removing cheque deposit facilities risked increasing financial exclusion, particularly in areas where banking services were already limited. This is excellent news for Devon and for all those people who continue to rely on cheque payments as part of their day-to-day lives. Councillor Rogers urged residents to continue supporting their local post offices. I would encourage people to continue supporting their local post office wherever possible, he said. Every customer makes a difference and helps ensure these important community assets remain sustainable for the future. Lloyds Banking Group customers are encouraged to check with their local post office or Lloyds for details of how the reinstated cheque deposit service will operate.
Raising the roof and funds for charity. An all-female singing group will bring some festive cheer to Tynmouth this December while raising money for a charity close to its members' hearts. Red Rock A Cappella will perform its Christmas concert at the Pavilions Tynmouth on Friday the 4th of December at 7:30. The group, which was founded in 2010, now has more than 30 members from across the local area, ranging in age and musical experience. Its repertoire includes barbershop, pop, rock and festive favourites. Red Rock A Cappella is part of the Ladies Association of British Barbershop Singers, a nationwide organisation supporting women who sing barbershop music. During the past year, the group has performed at a variety of local events, including Tynmouth Pride and the Tynmouth and Dawlish Carnivals. Members have also taken part in competitions in Spain and at the Exeter Music Festival. The group has chosen Endometriosis UK as its charity for this year's concert. Chairperson Kylie Malloy, who has been a member of Red Rock A Cappella for almost 15 years, said she wanted to help raise awareness of endometriosis. Red Rock A Cappella has previously raised money for Rowcroft Hospice, Tynmouth Orangery and the Alice Cross Day Centre. Tickets are available from the Pavilion's box office or via the Pavilion's Tynmouth website.
NHS earns student seal of approval. The Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust has been recognised by Devon University for providing outstanding placement experiences to the next generation of nurses and midwives. The Trust has been awarding a certificate of recognition by the University of Plymouth following positive feedback and nominations from students undertaking nursing and midwifery degrees. The recognition is particularly significant because it comes directly from students themselves, with nominations submitted by those studying the BSc Adult Nursing, BSc Child Health Nursing, and BSc Midwifery. Students highlighted the warm, welcoming, and supportive environments they experienced during placements across the Trust's hospital, community, and maternity services. Many said they felt valued and included from the moment they arrived, while praising staff for creating opportunities to learn, develop confidence, and build their own clinical skills. One student said of their manager, "She has never made me feel like just a student. Instead, she treats me as a valued member of the team." The placements were also praised for helping students shape their future career choices. One student said the experience had made them want to pursue a career in community nursing after qualifying, while another said their placement had confirmed that at the age of 57, changing career and moving into healthcare had been the right decision. Students consistently praise colleagues for their kindness, commitment to teaching, and willingness to support learning, even while working in busy clinical environments. Joe Teep, Chief Executive of Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust, said the recognition was especially meaningful because it came from students. Chief Nurse Nicola McMinn said the feedback demonstrated the difference staff make by supporting students during their placements. "Every nurse and midwife remembers what it felt like to be a student." The University of Plymouth Certificate of Recognition celebrates that collective effort, highlighting the strong learning and environments being created across South Devon and the important role Trust staff play in inspiring and developing the nurses and midwives of the future.
Community invited to meet local officers. People in Newton Abbot will have the chance to speak directly to local police officers during a town centre engagement event next week. The Newton Abbot neighbourhood team will be at Bank Street from 10 a.m. on Wednesday, September the 16th. Residents are being encouraged to drop by, raise any concerns they have, and discuss issues affecting the local community. The event will also give people an opportunity to find out more about what the team is doing to tackle local issues and address the concerns that matter most to residents. Everyone is welcome to attend, with the team hoping the event will provide an opportunity for open conversations between officers and the community.